Audio morning brief in the U.S. grain markets, 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time, December 21st, from Rich Price for Critical Point. The model assumes until violation of this week's low at 6:44 for the March corn futures, the level 3 trend is up into next week. The market should return to 6:60, probably higher. Don't see it going to 6:70 or higher for this level 3 trend. It would take some bullish development here, some surprise news. However, we may see 6:70 and higher from still larger trends into January. We'll discuss more of that in the weekly update to tomorrow. So we think it's up and away, but violation of 6:44 would be problematic. We'll have to reevaluate. The daily indicator, 5:32 slow stochastics at mid-range and rolling to a buy signal as of today. Might have even triggered it yesterday. Trying to move above the five-day average, and I think violation of any daily lows all the way up to 6:60 will be evidence we're on the right track. So up and away for the corn market. Now, in the soybean market, clearly level 3 trend is up, bottom this week. The trend is higher, and we think it can go above $15 here into a level 3 top next week, okay? So give it a chance to go here. It might perform better than the corn, and watch the 5-day average in today's current low for potential support levels. If they do want to knock it down on us to really give us a problem, it would have to take out 1460 in the January beans. Otherwise, it's up and away, and we still may see things like 1520, 1540, not necessarily for this coming level 3 uptrend, but maybe for larger trends into next month, and we'll discuss more of that in the weekly update. All right, the wheat market, March Chicago wheat futures. Believe the market is bottoming now for a level 3 trend. It is awfully early. It would be easy to be wrong. They could knock it back down. It doesn't even have to bottom to next week. But we think we're probably on our way here. 5-day stochastic is near mid-range, trying to roll to a buy signal today. I think if it wants to close above yesterday's high at 761.5, you best get on board with the idea. We got a level 3 uptrend. If it trades below 738.75, we're wrong or early, a little bit off the mark. We'll have to adjust with it. We'll probably still call for it. Unless like a week and a half from now it's below that level, then there's no sense calling for it. We've got a totally different scenario. Otherwise, we think this market, we think wheat's worth $8 or higher, actually, for these larger trends. Not convinced it's going to $8 for this next level 3 uptrend in the next week, okay? And we are looking for a top sometime next week for level 3. The wheat market's just a little bit off the mark compared to how the fluctuations of corn and soybeans, but it almost acts like it's trying to get back in line with corn and soybeans. And I think the winter weather, winter wheat, concerns over the entire northern hemisphere can shake wheat up a little bit. I like this low volatility and go nowhere's market from last week. I think it's building potential here, point and figure charts technically. I think it's building potential for critical point objectives as high as $8. Point and figure might be higher than that. Looks constructive, looks good. Get on board, give it a chance, give all three markets a chance to work higher into next week, but always manage your risk. There are things that could go wrong here for us. Past results and non-ascendant tick of future results. Have a great day. Otherwise, I'll talk to you tomorrow.